Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, Sea of Galilee, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and requested of him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answering said to him, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing, nevertheless at your word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net broke. And they motioned to their partners, who were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came, and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, because I am a sinful man, O Lord," because he was astonished, and all who were with him, at the catch of the fish which they had taken. And so was also James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, from now on you shall catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they left all, and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and begged him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go, and show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. But his fame went out so much the more abroad, and great multitudes came together to hear, and to be healed by him of their diseases and handicaps. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness, and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, and Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And men brought on a bed a man who was taken with a paralysis, and they sought means to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And when they could not find a way that they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop, and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies, claims to be God? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said to them, "What do you reason in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins." He said to the sick of the paralysis, "I say to you, arise and take up your bed and return to your house." And immediately he rose up before them, and picked up the bed upon which he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." And after these things he went forth, and saw a tax collector named Levi, sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he left all, rose up, and followed him. And Levi made for him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of tax collectors, and of others who sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answering said to them, "Those who are whole do not need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink?" And he said to them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days." And he spoke also a parable to them, "No man puts a piece of a new cloth upon an old, because the new makes a tear, and the piece that was taken out of the new does not agree with the old. And no man puts new wine into old wine bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new wine bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine right away, desires new, because he says, 'The old is better.'